Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I didn't hear you that loud enough. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right.
It's good to be here again, and it is a blessing always to receive call from First Baptist Church. And Malaysia, you have to come and preach. It makes me so happy. Praise the Lord. I brought greetings from my family. My wife's supposed to be with me here this morning, but she just came from work. She worked all night, and she said, I'm not going to be able to make it, but hopefully, maybe next time. Praise God. All right, I welcome you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and open our books this morning. Our reading has been taken from the book of Luke, chapter 5. Verses from 1 to 11. Luke chapter 5, verses from 1 to 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the net. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companion was astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So they pulled their boat up on shore, left everything, and follow Jesus. This is the reading of word. God is going to speak into our lives today so dearly. And God put in my heart to share with you these verses. Last week, we talked about Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego. Those three gentlemen were so committed serving the country of Iraq, which is Babel back then. And then at the same time, they are men of God. So we talk about it, we learn about it. But today we're going to talk about Peter. Peter is a very important person in the scripture. He's a very important person because he was very close to Jesus. From those readings here, Jesus came into the seaside, into the shore. He was doing what God told him to do. And in that very morning, he encountered Peter. Peter was busy cleaning his net because he's a businessman. He was a fisherman. I'm standing here. I was born close to River Nile in East Africa. In East Africa, we have a River Nile that started from Tanzania to Egypt. It's one of the longest rivers in the world. So you see, I love fishing. I go a lot fishing. Here in Lincoln, I did not get any chance because we don't have big waters here. But where I came from, I do fish a lot because I love eat fish. Fish is a good seafood that I eat a lot. So Peter was that kind of person. He's a businessman. He got his own boat. He goes all day fishing or all night because that's how he put food in the table. We're all sitting here. We know what we do to put food on the table. That's what Peter was doing. He was very, very young man that is strong, vibrant in his community, serving in different levels. But Jesus came that morning. Jesus said, Peter, can I use your board? You know, Peter was so surprised. You know, this man is a great man. He's a man of God. Asking me to give him my board? No worries. You can have it, sir. He gave his board to Jesus to be used for God's glory. Because he knows that man is going to use his board for God's glory. So my question is, what kind of board you have? Disposal here. When Jesus comes, ask you, hey, can I use your board? Are you ready to give that? So Peter said, Jesus, you can have it. Jesus said, okay, Peter, push the board a little bit into the shore. Because Jesus wanted to start teaching people right there. Peter did not refuse. Jesus started teaching people. And after a while, Jesus said, Peter, I want you to push your boat into the deep. Into the deep. And this is where faith beyond logic has to take place. The faith beyond logic. Peter was struggling here. He said, Master, we have been struggling all night. All night. We caught nothing. But as you say, I will do so. So Peter was struggling in flesh. He said, Master, we have been struggling all night. We caught nothing. But as you say, that is the spirit of submission. You got to be submissive once God called you into that big task. As you say, I will do so. That's where faith beyond logic comes up. Peter had fished all night with no success, but Jesus commanded him to defy that reason. To defy that reason. Because Jesus is about to use somebody here. So today, we often face situations where logic says, give up. But faith says, try again. The logic will say, give up, because this is impossible. You're not going to be able to do it. And that's what Peter was struggling with. But God, as you say, I will do so. That's the spirit of submission. As a believer, we always have to have a spirit of submission. Once God asks you to do something, sometimes it sounds very impossible, like it's not going to be able for you to do it. But God commands Peter here to do it. So Peter, try again. You know, during the day, fish, for those who fish a lot like we do, during the day, it's not an easy task to catch fish, because fish is very smart. They can go and hide themselves under the rock. They can hide themselves anywhere in that water. You cannot see fish during the day. It's difficult. But the only moment for you as a fisherman to get a fish, you got to go during the nighttime. That's the moment you get a fish. So here, we got to try again. Trusting God sometimes means stepping into the unknown, even when it doesn't make sense. You got to step into the unknown, even though it doesn't make sense. And that's what is happening here with our Apostle Peter. He knows it doesn't make sense. I am a professional fisherman, but because my master says so, I will do so. I know it's not going to make sense. You cannot get fish during the day. You know, in the life we're living today, brothers and sisters, sometimes the solution for our problems, you cannot get it in the shore. You got to go into the deep. Because into the deep, that's where you get solution for your problem. And that's what Peter was struggling with. Jesus said, push the boat into the deep. Peter said, Master, as you say, I will do so. And the Bible said, when Peter pushed the boat into the deep, Jesus instructed him again, throw your net into the waters. Peter was so shocked. Throw your net into the water. Throw that net into the water. Because Jesus knows what he's talking about. But Peter does not know what Jesus is talking about. I'm a professional man. I do this job for life. And this is my job that I do for a living. This man is not even professional like me. Maybe you may be struggling here with some questions like that. I am very professional in this task. The man that is telling me, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm supposed to tell him. But Peter, listen to Jesus. The message this morning, we have to listen to Jesus. If Jesus said, told us to do something, we got to do it with faith. We got to have that strong faith. And that's when our faith can kick in and work very well. Because you don't know. You don't have to know. You just have to believe that my tomorrow will be better than today. Now Peter threw the net into that sea of Galilee, And the Bible said the fish was all over the place. Peter was so surprised and shocked. It was abundant. Ah, praise God, somebody. It was abundant. The fish Peter caught that morning, you couldn't even believe it. It was a lot, is a lot. As a professional fisherman, I always struggle to get fish that amount, that magnitude. But this is unbelievable. Peter got surprised. Sometimes we get surprised in our life because with the blessing that comes with obedience. Because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Once you obey God and you believe in what he's telling you, like Peter believed in what God was telling him, look at this abundance. The fish was all over the place. Peter was so shocked. He was so happy. Today I have a lot of fish. I'm going to make money out of it. My family will eat. All these good things start to go around his brain. He was so happy. Because look, we live in America. If God bless you with $10,000 or $1 million, I think you will smile all day because God has blessed you. You need that money. You know, oh, this $1 million, I will buy a new car. Maybe I will put the deposit for my house. I can send my kids to school. All this good stuff, good things, good, will start to happen in your life. You'll be happy. Peter was happy that morning because Jesus surprised him. And I'm telling you this morning, Jesus is about to surprise somebody here. I know maybe you're going through a struggle, but sometimes your struggle, you have to go into the deep. You have to take a step of faith. Say, no, I will never end up here. I have been turning around the mountain for more than 40 years, but God is telling me to go northward. Praise God. That's what Peter was doing. Peter believed in that calling. And the Bible said the boat was about to sink because the fish was all over the place. Peter is starting to call his friends. You got to have a good friends in this life. Friends that you trust, you're looking up to. You can call them in the middle of night. You can call them early in the morning. My friend John, my friend Bob, please come and help me because I have some issues here. I have abandoned. Peter is not selfish. He said, come, my friends. Come and help me because the fish is too much. I can't handle it myself. And that's why America is a great country today, because America opened doors for everybody to come in very peaceful way, and they can have second chance in their life. That's the good thing about this country. People like us came here and get another second chance to have a good life. We have to bless the name of the Lord for these kind of countries. Peter wasn't selfish. First Baptist is not selfish. They opened their doors for immigrants to come and worship here. They called this place home today because of the goodness of the Lord in your heart. You open your doors for people like me to have a shelter here. We bless the name of the Lord for this church. Peter wasn't selfish. And he called his friends. The Bible says they help each other. But Peter realized something very uniquely. And I want you to listen to this very carefully. Peter went to his knees. Hallelujah. Peter said, Master, go away from me because I'm a bad person. I'm not a good person. And God wants to tell you this morning that we all sinned and fell short of God's glory. Nobody is good, only God himself. That's why if you fall down, pick yourself up and keep moving. Keep moving, because God is a good God. He's a God of second chance. If you can give this second chance to somebody like Peter, somebody like Jonah that is running from him, he will give that second chance to each and every one of us sitting here today. The situation you're facing is not bigger than God. You tell your problem, my God is bigger than you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Trusting God is very important. Something means stepping out of our comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone is not an easy thing, but you got to have a step of faith. Say, God, I'm getting out of my comfort zone. Obedience unlock abundance. If you obey God, that will unlock abundance in your life. You got to obey God, and that's what God told Saul. You do not obey me. And that's why he picked David to replace Saul. You got to have that obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience will unlock the doors of abundance. Peter's obedience led to a miracle catch. That fish that morning, it wasn't a normal catch. But it was a miracle catch, fishing all over the place. So Peter can help other people now. Today we may feel stuck or discouraged, but obedience to God's prompt can lead us to breakthrough. We all need that breakthrough. The breakthrough in life, you want to see your kids become successful. You want to see your community become successful. You want to see your country become successful. You want to see your school that you go to become successful. Everything you do in this life, you want to be successful. So for us to be successful, brothers and sisters, we have to obey God. Even relenting obedience can open doors to unexpected blessings. There's some blessing that you don't know if it's going to happen into your life. I read a lot about other people's life. They came from middle of nowhere. They came from, the background is so poor, but God picked them from grass to grace. Now they become a great people. They're doing greater things for God's glory. Never undermine yourself. Just believe my tomorrow will be better than today. Even though you're going through trials. The Bible says even though you cry all night, like Peter cried all night, caught nothing, but joy comes in the morning. Your joy have to come in that morning. And that's what God promised us. And the promises of God will never go in vain. Whatever God promised you today, it will come to pass. Doesn't matter what age you are in, God will bless. If God can bless Abraham in age of 75 years old, God can bless each and every one of us in different ways. But we have to have obedience in God. We have to have obedience. Once he calls you, just say, yes, sir, here I am, use me. God uses ordinary people. God can pick anybody, ordinary person. And God can pick even the useless thing to challenge the wise. That's very important for us to know as a believers. So now Jesus chose a fisherman that people ignore. He smell, you know, fisher people, fishermen smell. They have that smell, the fishy smell. We love to eat fish, but we don't like that smell. Those fishermen, they smell like that fish. But God went and picked that fisherman. He doesn't care if you put your perfume, whatever, that's none of his business. He went and picked that fisherman, the useless man that people look down on, pick him and use him for greater things. Today, gospel reached in America. It reached all over the place because of those people like Peter. So today, you don't need to be perfect or qualified to be called. God can call. God doesn't call qualified people. He calls unqualified and he will qualify you into the ministry. That's very important. God calls unqualified and will qualify you into the tasks that he wants you to do. That means we have to be humble. Very important, we have to be humble for God to use us mightily. God sees potential in your everyday life and invites you into something greater. He sees potential in you. This daughter of mine, this son of mine, I know, because God said, I see it in the heart. He will use you for his greatness. And God is about to use somebody here for his greatness. The only thing you have to do, surrender yourself. Say, God, here I am, send me. I'm telling you, to be honest with you, you'll come back in this church with a testimony. And I'm speaking for a source of blessing. I know First Baptist Church is about to be a greater church in this city, and the revival is about to take place. Praise the Lord, somebody. The revival of God is about to take place. Believe me not, but believe God. The revival is about to take place. This entire city will come here. We'll celebrate God together. We'll jump together. We'll eat together. We'll fellowship together. We'll visit each other together. Like Brother John sitting here, he fell. He was sick. He fell and broke his arm. I went to hospital and visited my brother John. I said, John, you will be good. Next Sunday, I will see you in the church. There John is. Praise the Lord. There he is. I can see him. That's a good thing. We have to do this for God to open us doors. Now, as I'm winding down, calling requires surrender. Surrender yourself. Say, Jesus, here I am. Use me. Please use me, Jesus. Use me as a vessel. I am nobody, but you are somebody. Use me, Jesus. Jesus will use you, and you will be a source of blessing into your generation. And the generation to come will remember you, fingerprints. They will say, this guy was here. This woman was here. This gentleman was here. Because you have done something bigger than yourself. And does require effort. It's not going to be an easy journey with Jesus. There's ups and downs. Look, I'm standing here. I'm a testimony of that. Went to jail because of Jesus. Got beaten because of Jesus. chased away from my country because of Jesus. But today I'm here standing before you, still preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel. There is nothing that will stop me from preaching the gospel, because gospel is a life. Gospel is the truth. There is nothing you can go around it than this word of God. Now, brothers and sisters, the disciples left everything to follow Jesus. May we today, this morning here in this sanctuary, leave everything and follow Jesus. Leave everything behind and follow Jesus. You will see how your life is going to look like. Following your spiritual calling. God called us in this church in different tasks. God will use you in different endeavors. We're all body of Christ. If you're cleaning the church, that's a good thing. If you're cooking in the church, that's a good thing. If you're preaching out there, discipling people, that's a good thing. If you're preaching here in the pulpit, we're all in the same body. Nobody is important than nobody, but we're all important because of Christ. Everything have to follow the way God called us. And we have to get out of a comfort zone, get out of a security, get out of a routine. And the lesson learned here, the true purpose often lies on other side of the sacrifice. Sometimes you're on this side, you don't experience the greatness, but you have to sacrifice your life. Find something and die for. You have to go extra mile with somebody. In that side, in the other side, that's where you see the greatness of the Lord. And that's what happened. And that's what is going to happen. And that's what will continue to happen in our lives. Transformation begins with humility. We have to be humble enough. With that humility, transformation will start to happen in our life. As I'm speaking to you, by the grace of God this morning, Peter's response, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful person." Today, acknowledging our flaws is the first step forward to grow. We have to acknowledge that. God doesn't reject the broken, He calls them. God did not reject the broken, but He calls them. 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 Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks and glory for this wonderful morning. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your spirit moved in this place. And I bless your holy name for using me as an instrument for your glory, to edify and rectify. May this message find place in our hearts and mold us so that we can be a perfect instrument to use for your glory. Father, I thank you for your children that sit attentively and learn from the feet of Jesus. May this word find place in their heart and strengthen them in their daily life, so they can be like a Peter that says, "Oh God, we have been struggling all night, but joy comes in the morning." May you find your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.